This podcast is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a fast and easy way to get your podcast sponsored by great companies that are aligned with your podcast. The Podcorn market has host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. There are no middlemen, and you get to set your own rates and collaborate directly with brands. You don't have to give up any of your rights, and you have full control over how you monetize your podcast. I love it. Podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com. Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Good to have you. Good to have you, listeners. And remember to share this out with your friends. We need some more listeners. We need to be able to let them find the podcast. So go ahead and give me a rate and review, especially on iTunes, because that's how they find the podcast. So welcome back. We're going over Q&A again. And I have a really good question that came in. And it's going to take some work to work through this, so let's get ready and hunker down. So here's the question that came in. Hi there. I am considering starting my own company, and I am interested in a crowdfunding campaign. I would like to get feedback from people who are really investing in these campaigns to learn what's the best way to do it and what's a big no. What would you like to receive as a reward in investing? What is the time frame that you're willing to wait for the reward? How many updates would you like to receive? What should the campaign look like to attract you? Pictures and or videos. I'm interested in every feedback you want to give. Thank you. Okay, well, I can give a lot of feedback because I've covered this millions and millions of times. These are the questions that everybody asks. And so we've covered them on the podcast. We've got several different podcasts. But here is the big red flag. You guys remember this part? What would you like to receive as a reward for investing? Boom. That's the big problem. Whoever is writing this question doesn't understand that there are different kinds of crowdfunding. And they have different rules, they have different ways that they work, and rewards don't go with investing. You get rewards with pre-sales or Kickstarter types of crowdfunding. Investors are not looking for a reward, they're looking for a return on investment. So when you come to an investor and say, what kind of reward would you like for investing, you're going to lose them immediately because they understand that you don't understand the game. All an investor wants to know is, what is their return on investment? If I give you this money, how much money are you going to give back to me? And yes, they want to know the time frame, but if you understand that it's investment, you know how to break out the time frame for them. You know how to say, this is what you get back, this is the return on investment, and this is when your return on investment is probably coming. But return on investments are, you know, the timetable isn't as crucial because they understand it's a business. Businesses evolve and change, and so return on investment may not come exactly when you say it's going to come. It may come a little later. It may come sooner. Just depends on the market and what's going on. So the bigger picture here is that you don't understand enough about crowdfunding to be going after investors. You don't understand enough about the process to even talk about it with investors. Otherwise, it's real easy. When you have an investor, you know how to update them. What the campaign should look like to attract them? Again, because you're doing an equity crowdfunding campaign, it's a little different. It's you out there talking to investors, not you just setting it up online and waiting for somebody to come by and see it. Pictures and or videos. I say both help. But the deal is, when you're talking to an investor, you've got to really be able to paint that picture for the investor. And a lot of times, they want to see some videos of you. They want to see you talking face to face so they can understand, especially if they're investing a large amount. If they're just buying shares and they're buying $250 worth of shares or $500 or $1,000, they might just click that button and buy that. But if you're talking about an investor who's really going deep, you've got to know your stuff, and this wording lets me know that you don't know enough to even be going after investors at this point. If you'd like to help me with your pitch and everything that's coming out, go ahead and go to getcrowdfundednow.com, getcrowdfundednow.com, get a power hour. Let's talk. Let's talk about your case. Let me answer all of the questions. Let me get into the deep dive of exactly what you have. It's private. It's not there as a discovery session to turn you into a client, because this is a paid session. So you're already a client. I'm here to answer your questions and help you move forward as quickly as possibly as possible, and help you understand what crowdfunding really is. If you have any more questions, hit me up on Twitter, Dr. Wright1, or reply to my email. Let's talk about it. I think this was a great question, but it's scary. The person writing this is not ready to find investors. Okay, remember, ignore one's conscience is neither safe nor right, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally, I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.